the generals of WHO and FAO, Excellency, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Royal Thai Government, I would like to commend the leadership of FAO and WHO in organizing this important conference. The conference is an important opportunity for governments, development partners, and all stakeholders to commit tackling major nutritional challenges, including undernutrition, micronutrient deficiencies, and overweight, and to achieve and global nutrition targets by 2025. It is also needed to achieve coherence between food supply and public health policies, as they both contribute to food and nutrition security. Thailand strongly commits and supports governments and all key partners to scale up prevention, proven interventions for tackling all nutrition challenges and problems related to food security. Thailand has become an upper middle income country since 2012. We are currently facing an aging population and a growing urban sector. Changes in lifestyle, including reduction in physical activity, increased consumption of unhealthy foods, have created new nutrition challenges. Globalization, the rapid growth of agro-industry, international trade on food, and changes in the food systems have pushed the Thai people to consume more unhealthy food, including those that containing high levels of sugar, fat, and salt, while the consumption of fruits and vegetables has been comparatively inadequate. The recent surveys shows that these contributing factors led to a rising trend in overweight, obesity, and NCDs. Many agencies, academic institutions, and non-governmental organizations have implemented a number of initiatives, projects, public education, and campaigns to prevent and control overnutrition and NCDs. But little impact has unfavorable outcomes have been achieved since these activities have been implemented in isolation. Chair, in order to reduce fragmentation in implementation, Thailand promulgated the National Food Committee Act in 2008. The Act aims to strengthen efficiencies and effectiveness of food management and to achieve food security through sustainable food production and the supply of high-quality safe foods for the nutrition and health of Thais as well as for food trade. The multi-sectoral National Food Committee, chaired by the Prime Minister, has been established as a mechanism to formulate and coordinate the implementation of the national food management and policies and strategies. Furthermore, the annual National Health Assembly, convened by the National Health Commission, is an important mechanism for evidence-based participatory health public policies. In the past 6 years, the National Health Assemblies have approved 6 resolutions related to foods and nutrition. After several years of implementation under these 2 multi-sectoral public-private mechanisms, we have achieved some social consensus. However, much more work still needs to be done in terms of capacity development throughout the food chain, from food production to consumer education and public communication. There is a strong need for research to generate evidence for policy-making decisions on effective legal and other measures and support the roles of local administration, community leaders, and all key partners who are in charge of community-based programs. Development and campaign for healthy diets for all age groups during normal healthy times and when conditions of ill health are also needed. Chair, Thailand's experiences clearly show that agricultural and food systems have played a critical role in food and nutrition policies at both the national and local level. Among communities, households, and individuals, agricultural and food sectors have contributed their best to ensure adequate supplies of high quality and safe foods for consumers and for trade. The multi-sectoral efforts, agriculture health, and other relevant sectors, local administration, and community participation have proved to be a constructive and promising mechanism in alleviating maternal and child malnutrition in Thailand. In the midst of increasing prevalence of overweight, obesity, and NCDs, agricultural and food systems will play a greater role in ensuring adequate supplies and services of healthy and safety foods for consumers at local, national, and international level. Thailand, blessed as a kitchen of the world, will continue to our commitments to effectively implement our national food management policies and strategies to achieve high quality of healthy and safe food. We are pleased to work collaboratively with other countries, including governments, agricultural health professionals, development partners at all levels to strengthen the food security, food safety, and nutrition, especially after 2015, where the sustainable development goals are competitive among food, feed, fuel, and bioproducts. We are also willing to learn and share our experiences and facilitate our collaborations with international agencies and development partners. We commit to eliminate all forms of malnutrition before 2015. Thank you for your attention.
Sono lieta di passare la parola all'onorevole Arthur Chioro, Ministro della Salute della Repubblica Federativa del Brasile.
Prezados colegas, senhores e senhoras, os direitos à saúde e à alimentação são direitos humanos inalienáveis, indivisíveis e interdependentes em sua realização. A garantia da segurança alimentar e nutricional exige que o direito à saúde seja respeitado e concretizado para que seja alcançada a boa nutrição. Da mesma forma, a garantia da saúde também depende de ações de diversas áreas que garantam a realização dos demais direitos humanos. Ter alimentos saudáveis, seguros, adequados e suficientes em nossa mesa pressupõe garantirmos desde um trabalho decente na terra para todos e todas, até medidas de educação alimentar e nutricional que conduzam a escolhas benéficas e promovam estilos de vida saudáveis individuais, em família, entre amigos e na comunidade. Alimentar-se é muito mais do que o ato de ingerir micro ou macronutrientes. Traduz séculos de práticas, tradições, culturas e de adaptações a novos e diferentes ambientes. Compreendemos que a alimentação adequada e saudável deriva de um sistema alimentar social e ambientalmente sustentável, levando em conta o impacto das formas de produção e distribuição dos alimentos sobre a justiça social a integridade dos recursos naturais, da biodiversidade e a proteção das culturas tradicionais. Da mesma forma que Josué de Castro vislumbrou na fome, há mais de 50 anos, a expressão biológica de males sociológicos, hoje é preciso também olharmos para a dimensão social das doenças crônicas e das demais consequências da má nutrição. É por este motivo que acreditamos que o enfrentamento à má nutrição se dá por meio de um conjunto de políticas complementares e intersetoriais. Priorizamos aspectos como saúde, educação, renda, saneamento, apoio à agricultura familiar, acesso a alimentos adequados e saudáveis e promoção de todo o sistema alimentar, desde a produção, distribuição até o consumo. Também precisamos dar maior atenção ao tema do desperdício de alimentos, criando políticas para evitá-los e reduzi-lo. O conjunto de programas, ações e estratégias nacionais implementado nos últimos 12 anos fez com que a fome e a desnutrição no Brasil sofressem uma drástica redução. Diferentes indicadores evidenciam que hoje a nossa população tem acesso à alimentação e que a fome caminha para tornar-se um fenômeno isolado no país. De acordo com o relatório da FAO, o Brasil é hoje uma referência internacional no combate à fome, tendo cumprido com antecedência os objetivos de desenvolvimento do milênio em relação à redução da pobreza, da fome e da mortalidade infantil. Os excelentes resultados dos últimos anos demonstram que estamos no caminho certo, mas também que ainda temos muito a percorrer. Políticas sociais universais de saúde e de educação, conjugadas com políticas econômicas, como a valorização do salário mínimo e a recuperação do poder de compra do trabalhador, que elevaram mais de 42 milhões de pessoas à classe média, e de proteção social, como o programa Bolsa Família, reconhecido internacionalmente como um dos mais consistentes programas de transferência de renda e que tirou da linha da pobreza mais de 5 milhões de brasileiros, são particularmente importantes no alcance desses resultados. A luta contra a fome e a pobreza permaneceu no centro da agenda política desde 2003, com a estratégia Fome Zero, conduzida pelo então presidente Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva e por seu coordenador, Dr. José Graziano, hoje diretor-geral da FAO, e ganhou um novo impulso a partir de 2011, quando o governo da presidenta Dilma Rousseff assumiu o compromisso de eliminar a pobreza extrema no Brasil. A participação social é também um elemento de primeira importância. A experiência do Brasil foi marcada por forte envolvimento da sociedade civil no processo político. Governança, transparência, participação ativa e protagonista da sociedade têm sido, nos últimos anos, os princípios a nortear a intervenção do governo brasileiro nessas áreas. Estamos consolidando estas conquistas e avançando rumo a novos desafios. Estamos a um passo de superar a fome e a miséria. Esse é o compromisso ético e político do nosso governo com a sociedade brasileira. A realização desta segunda Conferência Internacional de Nutrição é um convite a assumirmos compromissos da nutrição na agenda do desenvolvimento pós-2015. Globalmente, ao pensarmos em nossas políticas de alimentação e nutrição, precisamos levar em consideração as diferentes faces da insegurança alimentar e nutricional que levam a desfechos como desnutrição, carências de micronutrientes, excesso de peso, obesidade e doenças crônicas associadas à alimentação inadequada. Nesse sentido, o fortalecimento das medidas de proteção das práticas alimentares saudáveis é um desafio que, sem dúvida, deveremos enfrentar. Para tanto, acreditamos plenamente na liderança compartilhada entre a FAO e a OMS na condução dos próximos passos. Apenas com o fortalecimento de organismos e espaços institucionais já constituídos, poderemos dar passos mais seguros e assumir compromissos mais ousados na busca da segurança alimentar e nutricional para todos. Neste sentido, reafirmamos o compromisso político do Governo do Brasil em empreender esforços para implementar as ações da Declaração Política de Roma e de seu marco de ação. E nos colocamos à disposição para cooperar com a FAO, a OMS e diretamente com os países na busca da melhoria da nutrição no mundo, com um enfoque centrado nos direitos humanos, na agricultura familiar, em políticas de distribuição de renda que enfrentem a pobreza, na ampliação da saúde como direito, tendo a alimentação e a nutrição como um de seus pilares. Muito obrigado.
Passo ora la parola a Sua Eccellenza Farid Ahmed Moghawar, Ministro dell'Agricoltura e l'Irrigazione per lo Yemen.
Sayyid al-Rais, al-Sayyid al-Mudir al-Am li Munazzamat al-Aghdiyati wa al-Zira'a, al-Sayyid al-Mudir al-Am li Munazzamat al-Sahha al-Alamiyya, ashab al-Ma'ali wa al-Sa'ada, ru'asa al-Wufud. السيدات والسادة الحضور الكرام، السلام عليكم جميعا. إنه لشرف عظيم لي أن أتحدث إليكم باسم حكومة الجمهورية اليمنية في المؤتمر الدولي الثاني المعني بالتغذية، والذي ينعقد في ظل متغيرات إقليمية ودولية كبيرة، مع استمرار التأثيرات السلبية التي يشهدها العالم والمتمثلة بالأزمة الاقتصادية والاضطرابات السياسية والأمنية المختلفة، والتي أثرت سلباً على بلدنا والدول النامية عموماً. وبالرغم من استمرار هذه الاضطرابات والأزمات، إلا أننا نسعى نحو بناء يمن جديد يسوده النظام والقانون والشفافية، ويحارب الفساد ويعزز النزاهة، وذلك بالشراكة مع الأشقاء ومع المجتمع الدولي إجمالاً. السيدات والسادة، أوضحت التقارير أن أكثر من نصف سكان اليمن، أي ما يقارب 10 مليون نسمة، يعانون من انعدام الأمن الغذائي، وأن أكثر من 45% من الأطفال يعانون أيضاً من نقص وسوء التغذية، ما أدى إلى مضاعفات صحية مثل انتشار الأمراض والأوبئة والتقزم والهزال التي تجاوزت المعدلات والنسب المقبولة بدرجات كبيرة. إن المعاناة المستمرة في اليمن من انعدام الغذاء وعدم توفره له تبعات سلبية كبيرة وعلى مختلف الأصعدة، ويؤثر على الاستقرار والأمن، ويشكل عبئاً كبيراً على منظومة الصحة المتهالكة والتعليم في كل مراحله. وتعاني اليمن أيضاً من تدفق اللاجئين من دول القرن الأفريقي، وهذا يشكل عبئاً اقتصادياً وأمنياً إضافي، خاصة وأن هناك شحة في الموارد، وبالتالي فالحاجة قائمة إلى زيادة الأنشطة والمساعدات والبرامج لمواجهة مثل هذه التحديات أكثر من ذي قبل. لقد أظهر التحليل الميداني للتصنيف المرحلي للأمن الغذائي الذي قامت به منظمة الأغذية والزراعة في الجمهورية اليمنية والجهات ذات العلاقة، أن ما يقارب 4.8 مليون نسمة يعيشون أوضاعاً غذائية غير مستقرة، وأن 5.8 مليون من السكان يعانون من أزمة غذائية شديدة، وأن 500,000 من السكان نازحون عن بيوتهم، وكذلك مئات الآلاف من العائدين إلى بيوتهم، كل ذلك بحاجة إلى مساعدات غذائية عاجلة. إن الحكومة اليمنية تعمل على دعم كل البرامج المحلية والإقليمية والعالمية وعلى مختلف المستويات، وفي إطار واضح واستراتيجي لمعالجة هذه القضية الكبيرة والتي تمس حياة اليمنيين. السيدات والسادة، لقد حددت مجموعة العمل الفنية المختصة والمشكلة من المنظمات الدولية بأن التدخلات والحلول المناسبة لمواجهة مشكلة انعدام وسوء التغذية في اليمن ستكلف ما لا يقل عن 1.5 مليار من الدولارات لفترة 5 سنوات. لا يفوتني في هذه المناسبة الكبيرة أن أشكر كل الدول والحكومات والمنظمات والأفراد الذين يدعمون اليمن في هذا المضمار، وأخص بالشكر والتقدير السيد خوسيه غرازيانو دي سيلفا على الاهتمام والرعاية الخاصة التي يوليها شخصياً لبلادنا، ونؤيد اقتراحه بإنشاء برنامج ائتماني للأمن الغذائي في اليمن، وأعلن من هنا دعمنا الكامل والمطلق لترشحه لولاية ثانية لمنصب المدير العام لمنظمة الأغذية والزراعة. كما نقدم جزيل شكرنا وتقديرنا لمنظمة الصحة العالمية على دورها الكبير في اليمن، وكذلك كل الشركاء والداعمين والمانحين. ونؤكد التزام الحكومة اليمنية الجديدة على مواصلة التعاون معهم، وذلك بالتنسيق مع منظمة الأغذية والزراعة ومنظمة الصحة العالمية في سبيل تحقيق الأهداف المنشودة وأقصى درجات الاستفادة من أنشطة وبرامج المنظمتين في اليمن، وذلك من خلال تقديم التسهيلات اللازمة وتذليل الصعاب لإنجاح تلك البرامج. شكرنا أيضا إلى الحكومة الإيطالية المستضيفة لهذه الفعالية الكبيرة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Passo ora la parola a Sua Eccellenza Sharon Dijkstra, Ministro dell'Agricoltura del Regno dei Paesi Bassi.
Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, as Gandhi said over 100 years ago, our salvation can only come through the farmer. Today, this is truer than ever. In the last 2 decades, it were primarily the farmers who have made a significant contribution to reducing hunger and enhancing food security. The number of people who are hungry has declined by over 200 million, and the prevalence of undernourishment has fallen from 18.7% to 11.3% globally. The hunger reduction target of the Millennium Development Goals is within reach. Yet, with many millions still going to bed hungry each night, and many more dying of malnutrition, we cannot afford to sit back. And we must not place responsibility solely on farmers. As Kofi Annan said, farmers have the enthusiasm but need the necessary support from the government. Yes, farmers must be in the driving seat, but we in government must be the ones who put them behind the wheel. In the Netherlands, we have a long tradition of public-private partnerships. Our agribusinesses industry cooperates with the public sector to generate sustainable growth in agricultural productivity and boost the nutritional value of our food. In recent years, we have also applied this approach to improve food security around the globe. Increasingly, we strive to combine aid and trade, bringing together social and environmental needs with economic opportunities. For instance, we are working with the biggest dairy cooperative in the Netherlands to create sustainable value chains for dairy in Vietnam and Indonesia. We train farmers in animal health, milking methods, hygiene, and breeding programs. These investments will lead to better food safety, higher quality, and increased productivity. And let's not forget, this will result in greater profits for all involved. The same is true for initiatives such as access to seeds, which provides farmers all over the world with high-quality seeds adapted to local circumstances. At the same time, Dutch businesses and NGOs use their expertise to help set up targeted campaigns, provide health education, and promote local supply chains. Our aim is not only to double productivity and improve quality, but also to do this using half the inputs we do now. This isn't just a goal, it is a necessity, as we only have one Earth and its resources are finite. We have to support farmers and agribusinesses in implementing climate-smart agriculture. We must fulfill our threefold pledge to increase food production, enhance resilience to climate change, and reduce greenhouse emissions. The Global Alliance for Climate Smart Agriculture was launched at the UN Climate Summit in September this year. More than 75 partners from government, the private sector, academia, and civil society have already joined this international alliance. This January, in Grenada, we will present a similar alliance in the area of sustainable fisheries. A voluntary global network for action on blue growth and food security will create and accelerate new actions and partnerships in this area. Another priority is reducing food losses and waste. In developing countries, almost 30% of fresh produce is spoiled before it reaches the consumer. Developed countries must also respond to this challenge. 30% of our food is wasted by consumers, retailers, and the hospitality sector. To address this pressing issue, an international conference on food waste will be held in June 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, let me conclude. As the Director General of the FAO said some time ago, the quest for food security can be the common thread that links the different challenges we face and helps build up a sustainable future. At a time when the threat of war, terrorism, and deadly epidemics such as Ebola are more real than ever, we cannot afford to underestimate the importance of our agreements on nutrition and food security. So let's make sure that the path we take is fair, practical, and sustainable. A path leading from food security and filled stomachs to economic growth, jobs, and political stability. It is a path that goes via farmers and one we must all take together. Thank you.